I think Rosina is both strong and a victim. That's what makes her so interesting. You know, she is trapped in the world of Bartolo. He's kept her very much under lock and key. But the minute that we meet her, we see that she's not somebody to be kept under lock and key. She would love to break free. And the way that she romanticizes that break, that way of freedom, is through a sort of love, a love romance with a swaggering, roguish creature who will come and sort of whisk her away from this prison that she lives in.